We're talking to Mrs. Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y, T-O-M-M-Y-E, Lavelle, L-E-A,
V-E-L-L,
Lavelle. We're in Leveland, Texas, and it's the 20th of August, 1974. Talking to her is Cliff Ashby.
We were married on there in 1920 in Stamford, Texas. And I would say we was on there, I don't remember how many years.
Are you from around here? Did you come from Leveland?
No. I've been in Fort Worth for years, but now I was born and reared in Steamboat, Texas. But I've lived in Fort Worth for years.
Was your husband an actor with the company?
Yes, a clever actor. Pete Lavelle.
Pete Lavelle.
Pete Lavelle.
I haven't come across that
name. A nickname.
Mm-hmm. Were you in the show, too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of parts were you playing?
Well, more or less character parts.
The character parts?
Then I sold reserve tickets a lot.
Mm-hmm.
In later years, we was on other companies. I didn't work all the time on the, you know, a few parts. I handled a reserve ticket booth. And then later years, I was on different shows, and I played parts all the time.
Mm-hmm. What shows were you with?
Wesselman, Bronx Comedians.
Bronx? You were with Bronx?
Hardly started out in Bronx Comedians.
I know. Hefner?
I was never with Hefner. He stood up with us when we married. A.C. Hefner. But I never was on Hefner's show.
We talked to his daughter, his foster daughter, recently.
Louise. Mm-hmm. Louise. Where is she?
She's in San Antonio.
Oh, she was a little I wonder if Faye, her mother's still living.
She didn't say anything about it. I don't know.
Well, Hefner was married to Faye, mm-hmm. little trick, mm-hmm. and Louise was a daughter.
Mm-hmm. Well, Louise is married to the manager of that large Pantages Theater over in San Antonio.
Her
name's Sorensen now.
Oh, I'd love to see her.
We hope to have a reunion some of these days. And
yes.
Everyone.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Sure be nice. I was trying to think of Phelps, his wife's first name. You know, I can't. That's been years ago. I mean years.
I can't remember her first name. I remember we talked to her about the first... I don't have her first name here. We talked to Bart Couch and his wife. Her first name is Johnny, I believe, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They're in Austin.
Oh, my goodness.
So we've been around, seen a lot of the old...
You family. Sure have.
Jack Seiler, do you remember
yes,
him?
Yes.
He's in Amarillo.
My, you wonder where they all located or whether they're still here.
Sheep Lamb is up in Muleshoe.
You don't mean it.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my husband 3 years ago. Be 4 years in September. Oh, he played character parts on there, and he played trumpet in the band.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful trumpet man. Everyone knew Pete LaBelle's trumpet playing through all show people.
Mm-hmm. But Seiler played in the orchestra, too.
Uh-huh. Though. I can't think what instrument. Hefner played bass. You just kind of forget in all the years. 53 years ago.
Mm-hmm. What was your husband doing after he left the show?
In cleaning business.
Cleaning?
A long time in Fort Worth. Then when he got older, he sold advertising. In the cleaning business. We had shops in Fort Worth. But he was a clever actor. Anyone can tell you that.
Would he play in comedy as well, or...?
He played more or less character parts, or heavies. You know what they call them, heavies. And characters.
Where was he from?
Originally from Abilene, Texas. Mm-hmm. His father was in business there. Hardware.
What do you recall about the Sadlers, or about the show?
Well, I know Billy was a dear friend of mine. You know, all show people used to sleep at 12 o'clock at noon. She'd come by the hotel, and we'd dress and go shopping. And, of course, I remember when Gloria was born. I have pictures of Gloria, well, and Harley and Billy. Now, I have some little advertising cards. My sister has one. Just about this big, Harley Sadler. You know, my husband had two sons that sang, and it's just... Children, well, I have a little card of that. I used to have, my husband used to have write-ups, you know, programs. But I just don't know what ever happened to all of them.
We love to have those. I say we're going to build
anything I can find. Now, I may not have anything but the pictures, but if I can find anything, I have one picture. At the time, you know, Harley was in with Brunk's Comedians at the beginning and then went out on his own. Mm-hmm. And the railroad car, I don't know whether you've gotten that or not.
I think we have a picture of that.
Do you? And all of us in front of the railroad car?
No. No, I don't think we have that.
Well, I have that. I see how's it worded. Brunk's car. But anyway, the entire company's a picture on the, in front of this railroad car. I could send you that.
Well, we'd love to have all that, and we can make copies of it.
No,
and send it back
that's all right. I just keep them put away, and I'm gone. I don't know what would happen, and I'd love to do this in honor of Harley. I loved Harley. You know, after we left the show, and we'd go back to visit, he'd grab me and kiss me like a sister. And Billy and I were just buddy buddies. She was a beautiful woman, clever. So sad the way they both went.
Well, they kept their friends right up to the end, I guess.
In my position, I never did, you know, see Billy. I can't remember the last time I saw Billy. I guess it's when they had a show and we were near and visited. But I don't recall even where it was. Like I said, a lot of times passed. But it was so sad when little Gloria, you know. Mm-hmm. And she went to, is it Tarleton College in Stephenville?
Mm-hmm.
I have a picture of her in white boots, the uniform, and the white hat. That's a pretty picture.
Well, she was with one of the schools in Waco.
She was studying medicine at some school. But at the time when she was something, mascot of the band or something there in Stephenville. But they were living in Sweetwater, I think, when Gloria passed.
Well, we've had a lot of contact on that.
With different ones.
Yeah.
Well, I forget the names. I was trying to think of the drummer's name. Little, have you talked with anyone that remembered any of the musicians?
Well, Couch, I think, played in the orchestra.
I know,
and
I know.
Bob Seiler had a band.
I know, yeah, I know, yeah, I know.
We've got...
Art.
Bud Nairn. Now, we haven't contacted him, but he was from Levelland, I think, wasn't he?
Bud Nairn? I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. I think his son now is in Corpus Christi, who was also with the show. I heard that Bud Sr. left here owing some bad debts, and...
I didn't know he was ever live here.
Mm-hmm. I think he came here and left some debts and left town.
Oh.
Kind of fast.
Now, but his son lives where? Did you find out where his son lives?
Corpus Christi,
Corpus.
I think. I've been trying to locate him. Do you recall the specialty acts on the show?
Well, of course, Harley did a specialty.
What would he do?
Oh, more or less his comedy. Just a comedy routine.
As Toby? Or...
Uh-huh. Yes. He had the White House twins on. Has anyone mentioned those?
Yeah.
Now, they did specialties.
Mm-hmm.
Ethel Snow was the leading lady.
We've contacted her. She's in her 80s, and she's in California.
Yeah, I know. And she later married, he is more or less secretary and bookkeeper and handled the front tickets. Charlie Myers.
Charlie Myers, mm-hmm. We're going to go out and see her, I think. She is in California.
I wonder if Charlie's still living.
I don't think so. She and her
And she had a son,
there.
Russell.
Mm-hmm. And she and her son are there.
Ethel's in her 80s.
Mm-hmm. Riverside, I think.
Well, I know they, when she married Charlie Myers, they moved to California.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard he's in the shoe business or something, I don't know.
She seemed sharp as a tack on the phone.
Yes.
I think she's 84 now.
Now, she did specialties. She sang. Had a beautiful voice. That was one of the specialties. I think she played leads. I was trying to think who played ingenues. Well, I guess Billy played a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the leads. But Ethel and Billy really were the two main, you know, women part. And I can't remember the others right now. I was trying to think of the character people at one time. Of course, they're gone, but I can't think of either one of their names. And I bet you have it. Someone's told you.
We have some advertisements, you know. He even took these ads in Billboard, and he has all the companies there on that. And I think probably on there. People said you lived very well, that there was plenty of money and everyone had enough money.
That show did business. We played town's dead line up before sundown to get in Harley Sadler's show. Yes, they had money. Billy dressed, beautiful. They really made it.
Mm-hmm.
They'd all wait for Harley Sadler's show.
Well, did they pay well for the company?
Yes,
everyone lived well then.
Back salaries then, yes. We stayed in good hotels. We played here, you know.
Oh, you did?
Sure.
No, I didn't know. You played Leveland.
We played Leveland, yes. My parents were living here then, right back over here. I don't know how. I think they might have just played Leveland once.
Well, Lubbock, of course, you played a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the towns we played. I can get a Texas map and really point them out.
I drove through Justiceburg, and apparently you played there at one time. And there just isn't enough there to...
We played small ones and the large ones and all. I can't recall all of them.
What was it like being married on a company like that? I mean, was it...
When you were young, you enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
All these moves, different country, you know, different places. When you're young, you just, mm-hmm. This is it. I enjoyed it.
Were all of the town girls hanging around your husband all the time?
No.
I've heard that from Bart Couch's wife.
Well, they might. No.
You know, I mean that there was always...
Oh, they had girls. Now, Hefner, the leading man, he was good-looking then. They kind of went for Hefner. If there's hanging around mine, I didn't know it.
Oh. But no, I meant that they were always there.
Yes.
But apparently you were kind of... idols when you came into a town, weren't you?
Oh, yes. They'd look you over like you're some kind of a freak in these little towns.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we played smaller places and larger places. We played Waco.
You went to church every Sunday or with the...
Well, not always, because we'd make a Saturday night move. It was one night stand. Sometime it'd be, you know, more if you could. But a lot of this week stands. A week here and a week there. Advance man had booked, you know, in the next another town. Of course, now, some larger places, they'd be in there more or less, you know, for stock.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard Harley encouraged his people to go to church. Yes.
He was a wonderful man. Born and reared out at Avoca, Texas. And I was married in Stamford, Texas. That's near Avoca.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he died in Avoca.
Yes, he did. And my cousin was on the show. He was... I think he helped with the canvas and things like that. And they had a ball team. And my sister has a picture of that. He played and helped for all of them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Who was your cousin?
Arthur Bates. He's gone now. And we had a double wedding. Arthur and his wife, and my husband, married in the lobby of the best hotel in Stamford, Texas. I was talking to my sister this morning. I said, that's been so many years ago, I don't remember anything about it. I know we married on a weekend, and the next day we got up and went to San Angelo. It was the next stop.
How were you traveling then?
Cars? Yes. The railroad car was for the equipment, you know, the tent and everything. We all traveled by cars. And we'd made night trips to the next town.
What was Bernie Massengale like? I've heard various stories about him.
What did you hear?
Well, that he wasn't very bright, you know.
He was the canvas man, you know, more or less worked canvas. No, Bernie, he was kind of, you know.
But he was still smart enough to take care of the canvas.
Oh, man. Sure.
And everyone seemed to like him.
Oh, yes, he wasn't that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, Billy was from Cameron, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone ever told you how she met Harley and when they married?
No.
I may be telling things that this won't be out where I've told a lot of this stuff.
No. Oh, no.
Well, I think he was on Bronx Comedians,
mm-hmm.
You know, comedy. And he played Cameron. Now, if I remember this right, she went down one matinee and she met him. And I don't know how many times she went with him. It seemed like she went to another town. And her older brother, wasn't happy at all. She didn't know him a couple of days till she married him and left for the show. And one of her brothers was very unhappy about that. But that kind of marriage, they were just... Look how long it lasted.
Yeah.
You never know them until you marry them anyway.
But they were happily married.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, a lovely couple.
Did you know Sue Kelly? She said her husband was boss canvas man at one time.
sure. Kelly lives over here, some little,
Jayton.
Jayton? No, he was a card. He wasn't married. I don't believe I knew. Now, maybe he was. You know, I was trying to think of the town he is from last night. I knew it is somewhere near.
Well, I think he has passed on.
Has he?
His wife, Sue, though, is.
Yes.
Very
angry. Yeah. Yeah, he was the boss canvasman. Well,
Our plans, you know, are to redo the Harley Sadler show and put up a tent. All we need is about $50,000 to
Are you going to put on the show some of the plays he did?
Hopefully we'll do
some. You have any of the scripts?
We have a few scripts we got from a man named Haverstock over in Roland Haverstock.
Mm-hmm.
Is in the Haverstock Players.
He used to have his own show.
Well, their son, who was with the show, is living in gifts from him.
Did he pass away?
Roland Sr. did, yes.
Yeah.
But the junior is still
there. Yeah.
But I'm going to a convention, and there's a tent show museum at Mount Pleasant, Iowa.
My husband used to get literature from that all the time. I think he got some the other day.
Mm-hmm.
See, he knew the... he gets literature all the time.
So we'll be going up there to a convention, and then Jimmy Davis has the Neil Schaffner show.
Yeah, Schaffner. Well, that's who he gets this literature from, the Schaffner show. Of course, Nate Davis is... Yeah.
And they'll be playing the State Fair at Lincoln, Nebraska. So we'll stop.
Have you contacted any of the Brunk boys? I don't know where they're even living.
There's a Henry Brunk.
Henry's the youngest boy.
Is in Kansas City.
Well, we were on Henry Brunk's show all through Colorado and different places when he had his show. Henry's the youngest boy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Fred. He was on Fred Brunk's show, too. He had his own show.
Well, we expect
Fred
to see...
and Bonnie.
I think we'll be seeing most of these people up at the convention because they
you
all...
You will.
They all show up.
You'll see Henry, I'm sure. So this literature, Henry Brunk, was mentioned in it or something.
Of course.
Right. You don't have much of his wardrobe, you said. Mm-hmm. And none of Billy's or anything. You said something about...
Do you have his Toby wig?
We have one wig. We got...
Red wig?
Well, the boots he wore now, if you could have gotten those.
Oh, dear, yes.
You know, his heel, you know, the boots,
mm-hmm.
they were out like this, and his heel fit down in the leg part of it, you know.
The heels were worn down.
And all of the stuff we've had has been in the background, thing like the stuff your husband had. You said that you don't know where it is. It's
the script.
He had a briefcase with write-ups and programs.
And scripts.
Seems to me where we had it stored, you know how the dampness and stuff will ruin things, papers.
Having never thinking it would ever be,
that's right. And I think they were just discarded. I don't remember seeing any lately.
Well, have you had a lot? Is that on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, go on. He wants all the information he can get.
Well, you know more than that, but...
She trooped on our show and did parts. You know,
and articles have been going through old billboards, which is, old billboards are hard to find now.
There's a man in Fort Worth, Paul Thardo, that plays xylophones on there.
Thardo, T-H-A-R?
Well, now that was their professional name. His name is Kalmbacher.
He lives in Hanley?
In Hanley, Texas. That's just right.
I bet Paul would,
too. He was connected with the press paper there until recently. He's retired.
He's connected with the press paper?
He was. He's retired.
Now, there was somebody named Harv Holland who was...
He's in Fort Worth, and out at Casa Manana, when they put on plays,
mm-hmm.
he still works.
He does.
Harv Holland lives in Fort Worth, but the phone book wouldn't tell you.
No, we've looked for him.
In the Fort Worth phone book, Harv Holland?
Find him.
Oh, they used to have a cafe there. My husband and I'd go in the cafe and eat downtown Fort Worth.
No, we've tried to contact him because he was with Harley on that last show they took out with the McKinnon.
He still works playing characters some in Casa Manana when they put on shows.
Huh.
Or Will Rogers, wherever their little theater.
Well, if he works at Casa, I know somebody down there.
But I don't know whether he worked Casa or Will Rogers Memorial. I don't know. I read not long ago. He still does some parts.
Huh.
Harv Holland. And Paul Thardo. Now, his name, that wasn't... His parents were in the business, and, you know... They cut their name down. His name is Kalm. I wouldn't know how to spell it.
K-A-L-M?
Sounds like Kalmbacher. It's German, isn't it?
K-A-L-M-B-A-C-H-E-R.
That's the way it sounds.
And his first name's Paul?
Paul.
Mm-hmm. And he was with the press, too, you said?
He was for years, but I think he's retired. After he retired, he was with the press paper in Fort Worth for years. And he lives in Hanley.
Does Hanley have their own phone book?
Yes, I believe they do. His wife's name Daisy. They had one son. I don't remember.
Well, we'll sure check that out.
He played xylophones, and I'm not sure whether he played double any brass instrument or not in the band. He played xylophones in the orchestra. Now, I believe Paul played parts. I'm not sure.
I've come across his name before.
You haven't?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Kongbacher? I don't know. It sounds like that.
Well,
of course, we knew him as Paul Fardo.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see if I can find that and find Harv Holland.
Now, Harv Holland's in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm. Well, you remember they took out a show with the McKinnons.
Harv Holland?
Well, and Harley, too. This was after he was in the legislature. He went out for one.
Well, that is after my days on there.
This was in the old 50s.
No, that was after mine.
Yeah.
Because I was with them starting December 18th, 19 and 20.
1920.
I was married on that show, 19 and 20. December
18th. How did you meet your husband?
Well, my cousin was on the show. This Arthur Bates. And I met him through my cousin. He was going with a girl, the one we had the double wedding. Of course, I knew her. And he brought my husband over, and that's the way I met him. And mine was kind of like Billy Sadler. I didn't know him too long and lived with him 50 years. Like him almost, he passed away in September 20th, and our 50th anniversary would have been December 18th. But my cousin passed away, and so did his wife in Dallas.
Can you think of any of Harley's funny bits in the Toby part?
I am trying to think of a show. I can't. So many parts, plays. I wish I could. My husband used to have scripts and parts, a lot of them.
Someone remembered Harley as Sputters, the stuttering cowboy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Now, he was funny in that. Oh, he was clever. Yeah, that's one of the plays, but to think of the others, I can't.
I understand McKinnon has a lot of Sadler's scripts. I mean, the scripts.
But where is he?
He's in Sarasota. And I think we'll see him at the convention, too.
You haven't contacted him?
Yes, we've contacted him. He said he has scripts, so I...
Well, being with Harley that in years since I was on the show and names...
Well, we just are doing everything we can to collect all of the material we can right now because it's so much stuff, you know. Children find trunk loads of all this old stuff, and they don't want to keep it. Throw it out, you know. Bob Tyler says he has a trunk costume somewhere.
His?
Yeah. He says he'll find
I had a wardrobe trunk full of things at my mother's. You know, we used to be wardrobe trunks, but it was all the wig, gray wig. I played a lot of character parts, but all of that's gone.